Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you, Jesus, more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you, Jesus, more than anything. I love you more than anything, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Trippett. I'm joining you live in Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez Radio 1 broadcast is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. What about you? I'm glad about it. When I rose this morning, I didn't have a doubt. Ha, because Jesus, he has truly brought me out and brought me to another day and another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Amen, and praise the Lord. When God speaks, we must listen. And we have a message today, coming all the way from Kenya on another continent in this world. We have Nelly, Evangelist Nelly Gathoni. She's going to give us a word on today. She's going to bless us with the word of God as God has blessed her. And that message is titled, When God Speaks. Amen? When God speaks, we must listen. And I'm sure God has your attention. He has my attention. He has everybody's attention with this coronavirus. Amen? Amen. God is waking up the church. He is waking up the world. He wants people to come out of their sleep and their slumber. Amen. Because the Bible tells us nothing comes to a dreamer, but a dreamer or a sleeper, but a dream. When we slumber too much, all we do is begin to dream. Amen. Just have dreams. But we need to let the word of God manifest in our life by reading the word, hearing the word, and living the word of God. Because remember, the word was God, and the word was with God, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. And it manifested in our life. But we have to know the word, and we have to hide that word in our hearts. Amen. That we may not sin against God. Amen. So we have to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, in these last and evil days. Jesus said everything that we're seeing and experiencing now, they would come. Pestilences, famines, earthquakes in diverse places. These are things that we see that's taking place today. And we need not to be caught with our works undone, because Jesus, the great I Am, is soon to come. He's coming back for a church that has made herself ready without a spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. Jesus is real, and he's real in my soul. And I hope and pray that he is real and becoming real in your soul each and every day, because he didn't allow us to have to allow us to get up to see this day. This is another day that you can repent of your sins, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, being born of the Spirit, water and of the Spirit. Amen. If you may need to even go down into baptism in Jesus' name in your bathtub, and, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ, be born again. Amen. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. So what do? Repent first of our sins, and then we go down and we be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of our sins. And we come up with that power. Amen. And then we have the evidence of speaking in tongues. And he also says that the anointing will remove that burden off of our life and remove those, destroy those yokes of bondages that may have you bound today. So let's go into the Word of God. When God speaks, let's hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. The Bible tells us here what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Who is the church? We are the church. The house of God is the building, as his home, the house of him, where we go to seek him in his sanctuary, in his holy place, in the holy of holies. We can enter in. We go to his house. But we're talking about the church, who is us. That we are the members of the body of Christ, amen, the church, and Jesus is our head, amen. So let's go into the Word when God speaks.
Hallelujah, praise God. My name is Evangelist Nelly Gathoni from Mombasa, Kenya, and this is Jabez Radio 2. I want to welcome you, dear listener, to join me and let us share the Word of God, and we are going to be blessed. I love to read the Word of God because whenever I read the Bible, I feel so blessed and I feel so much connected to God because I get to experience the power of God. Praise God. I love the Bible so, so much. And I cannot get enough of reading the Bible. Amen? Okay, let us pray before we read the Word of God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want to thank you. I want to magnify your holy name because you are mighty, because you are faithful, and you are a powerful God. Thank you, Father, even for this opportunity, Father, that you have given us today, Father, to share your word, Jehovah God. I want to bless your word because I know it is powerful, Jehovah God. I pray, Jehovah God, that you may give us the wisdom to understand your word, my Father. I pray that, Jehovah God, your word is going to bless us literally, oh my Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We welcome your Holy Spirit, Father, as we read your word, Jehovah God, that your Holy Spirit will guide us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, trust, and believe. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to share with you from the word of Exodus chapter 6 and verse 1. The word of God says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Now you are going to see what I will do to the king. I will force him to let my people go. In fact, I will force him to drive them out of his land.'" Praise the Lord. That is the word of God. And this is a very, very dear verse to me, because it practically worked for me. Praise the Lord. There is a time I was employed and I felt caged and I felt as a slave. I wanted to leave, but I could not leave. But then I'm a reader of the word of God. And so I came across the book of Exodus chapter 6, verse 1. Amen. So when I read the book and it said, the Lord was speaking to Moses, that now you are going to see what I will do to the king. Praise the Lord. So I told God, today it is me. You are going to speak to me, Jehovah God. Amen. Even you today, dear listener, God can speak to you. You are the Moses of today. The same God who spoke to Abraham. The same God who spoke to Jacob. The same God who spoke to Moses can speak to you today. Amen. So I took the word of God and I made it to be my word. And as the word of God says, then the Lord said to Moses, and I took it and said, then the Lord said to me, now you are going to see what I will do to the king. And so I converted the word to be my word, and I said, now you are going to see what I am going to do to your boss. Praise God. So the Bible says, I will force him to let my people go. And then I made the word my word. And I said, you, God, are going to force my boss to let me go. Hallelujah. In fact, I will force him to drive them out of this land. Hallelujah. And so I took the word like my word again and told God, in fact, force him to drive me out of his job. Praise the Lord. Amen. And because of standing by, I prayed to God using this powerful scripture. And that is exactly what happened to me. Dear sister and brother, if you come before God and you have a verse that is going you are going to pray through the word of God, I'm telling you, you are going to experience what I experienced. I want to tell you that I don't know what happened, but that is what exactly happened. The way God promised that he was going to force the king to let his people go. Now God forced my boss to let me go. Amen. And that was God. And I could not doubt it, that it was the verse of Exodus chapter 6 and verse 1. That is what helped me. Amen. And that really helped me to grow my faith and my trust in God. And to know that the word of God is real. The word of God is a reality. When you read it and when you mean it, and when you believe it in your heart, it is going to happen exactly the way you have read it. Praise the Lord. Even at this time today, I know everyone is just fearing about the coronavirus. Praise the Lord. But when we know that we serve a mighty God, coronavirus is nothing before God. Praise the Lord. If God was able to deliver the Israelites from the king, he can also deliver us from the coronavirus. Praise the Lord. So we can go before God in prayer and tell him and pray to God that he may drive the corona out of our land. Praise the Lord. Amen. It is going to happen. Whatever we decree and whatever we declare, that is exactly what God is going to do to us. Praise the Lord. So I would urge everyone not to be fearful of anything, because as children of God, we do not live in fear. We just proclaim the word of God and stand by the word of God. Amen. So God is going to force the devil to drive the coronavirus out of our country, out of our land, in the mighty name of Jesus. Corona has no power over us, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just need to call upon the name of God, and it shall be well. Amen. So I would pray that it doesn't matter what you are facing today. Maybe it is not the coronavirus. Maybe you have something else that is eating you up that you need God to deliver you from. Praise the Lord. But just take the word of God. Just believe in the word of God. And the God who said he will deliver his children from the king, he will deliver you from whatever you are going through. Just believe that God can deliver you, and he will surely deliver you in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. May God bless you, and may the word of God be a miracle in your life, in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you all. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. My name is Evangelist Nelly Gathoni from Mombasa, Kenya.
Praise the Lord. What a powerful word from Evangelist Nelly Gathoni in Mombasa, Kenya. When God speaks, the message here, as she was telling us, to proclaim the word of God, stand on the promises of God, and believe God, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Oftentimes, people look at what they see on the news, if they see things that do not look pleasing to the eye, but that's not faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen? Amen? So we must first put our trust in the Lord, like we talked about last Saturday. Lean not unto our own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he, Jesus Christ, he'll direct our path. Amen? Won't he do it? Yes, he will, because Jesus is the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega. And beside him, there is none other. You know, every time and any time that I think of his goodness, I can't help but to cry out hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Proclaiming the word of God. See, when God speaks, he speaks to us in his word. He wants us to pick up the word of God, read it, study it, meditate on it. He says, you know, day and night, amen, pray without ceasing. And when we seek ye first the kingdom of God, everything else will be added unto us. He wants us to acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he will direct our path. And we don't have to worry about what goes on in the world, because we're not of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. We're just pilgrims and sojourners passing through. And so we don't have to do what the world does, and we don't have to worry like the world, because we are the light of the world. Amen. Living epistles read of all men. Hallelujah. Amen. The glory of God is dwelling richly within us, and all we have to do is let our light shine. Amen. When God speaks, we have to be still and know that he is God, and hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, proclaiming the word of God. God has power. He gives us power. And he said in his word that his word of God is quick and is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. That's the word of God. And, you know, the word is he says, heaven and earth shall pass away. He says, but my word shall stand forevermore. See, the word is going to last forever and ever and ever and ever. It'll never fade away. This old body will fade, your body will fade away. This earth is going to fade away, but not his word. Stand on the word of God. Stand on the promises of God. Read his word. Know what he says. He didn't come that we might die. He says, I came that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. Who wants to serve a God that's going to destroy them? Not me, and I'm sure certainly not you. Amen? Amen. Nelly Gathoni of Mombasa, Kenya, wonderful woman of God. Met her on the Facebook last year. Kindred spirits, she and I connected, and she informed me how there is no bush and no death, and she will not go in to preach the word of God. Amen. See, that's faith. When you can stand on the promises, she says, no bush or no desert will she not go into to preach the word of God. See, we have to make up our mind and say, for God I live and for God I'll die. Amen. Because Jesus is everything to us. He's everything to her, and he's everything to me. And I love the Lord. So Evangelist Nelly Gathoni will be the Jabez Radio 2 in Kenya. And as this ministry is Jabez Radio 1, we're going to carry the gospel throughout all the world. And we are hoping that we will get Jabez Radio and Believe in God by Faith for Jabez Radio 3 in Morocco. Amen. We thank God for our listeners in United Kingdom, a lot of listeners that are starting to listen, and we thank you for listening and tuning in to hear from the Lord. Amen. Not hear from us, but to hear a word from the Lord. Also, we thank God for you, China, coming, listening to the broadcast, because Jesus has a message. He has a word for everyone. This is not, Jesus does not have a respect of persons or countries. This word is going to be preached unto all the world, he said, and then the end shall come. It's not going to come anytime sooner. Everyone in the world has to hear the word. So we thank God for you, China. We also thank God for our United States listeners. And we thank God for Kenya. We thank God for Nigeria listeners. And we thank God for what God is doing in these last and even days. There's going to be a great revival taking place, and people are going to come back to Christ. If they have been backslidden, they're going to be coming back, because Jesus said he is married to the backslider. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And for those that are sinners that's in the world and does not know Jesus because of their sins, they're going to come to know Jesus and ask for forgiveness and repent of their sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins, so that they will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we ask that you will continue to just seek God and look unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Knowing where your help comes, it comes from Jesus Christ. He'll never leave you, Jesus said. I'll never forsake you. He says, lo, I'm even with you. He says, I'm with you even to the end of the world. But consider it not strange, the fiery trial that's to try you. Because Jesus says, you know, if they persecuted him, they're going to persecute you. Amen. This is a glorious walk with Jesus Christ, but sometimes it can be a lonely walk with Jesus Christ, because you have to be separate. He says, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, because you have to keep yourself unspotted from the world. The world does not receive you, because the world receives its own. And so when you're not of the world, then you have to walk with the people that are in the kingdom of God. Amen. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that shall show forth the praises of Jesus Christ, who have brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. So we're going to have Evangelist Nellie Gathoni. She'll be ministering on second and third Saturdays. I'll be ministering, Evangelist Triplett. I'll be ministering on the first and fourth Saturdays of the month. So we welcome you to come and hear what the Spirit is saying into the church. We ask that you will lift us up in prayer for Jabez Radio 1 in the United States and Jabez Radio 2 in Kenya, and for the Jabez Radio in Morocco that is to come. We are trusting and believing God by faith for miracles. We decree and declare, like Evangelist Gathoni said, whatever you decree, believe, you, that's what's going to be given to you. So we decree and declare that Jabez Radio 3 in Morocco is already established and up and moving and running real soon, and not many days hence. So we thank and praise God for what he's doing in these last and evil days. We thank him for his glory that's being revealed in the earth. Hallelujah. And all around the world, coming together in the name of Jesus Christ, working for the kingdom, being about our Father's business, because this is a business, but it's just kingdom business, and it's being about our Father's business. And we have to be serious about what we're doing and know that we have to be grave. That's being serious. Grave is being, as the deacons, the Bible says, should be grave. So we as living epistles have to be grave, meaning being serious about what we're doing. This is not a time to play. This is not a time to act inappropriately. This is a time to come unto Jesus. Amen. Come unto Jesus just as you are. And he'll help you. He'll save you. He'll deliver you. He'll heal you from any wounds, any brokenness, any chains that you may have, or chains or shackles that may have you bound. God is a deliverer. Jesus Christ is a healer. He's a deliverer. He is the great I am. And we want you to know him in the part in your sins. We want you to come to know him and say, Father, I stretch my hand unto thee. No other help I know. We want you to seek him while he can be found. Call upon him while he is near. Yes, because you can't do it once the trumpet sounds, because Jesus is coming back. He said he's coming back to a church that has made herself ready. So we want to be ready. He said, be ready, for you know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. But we need to be ready and not caught with our works undone. Amen. Amen. Pray without ceasing. And we must do that. When we commune with the Lord, we can hear from him. He'll speak to us. His spirit or talk to us, because God is a spirit. He says, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen, amen, amen. This is time now to consecrate yourself before the Lord. Get you some holy oil. Get you some oil. Ask a minister, an anointed minister, to bless that oil for you. Consecrate yourself and make sure that you do it every day. Put it on your face bowl. After you wash your face, put that oil there so it'll be a reminder after you wash your face to anoint your head with oil before you go about your day. See, because the anointing, the oil is symbolic of the anointing. Before you pray, you anoint yourself, because the anointing removes the burden and destroys the yokes of bondage. Amen. Amen. So trust in the Lord. Lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. Proclaim the word of God. Stand on his promises. When God speaks, listen and hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he changes not. He wants us to cry out to him. He hears us. He'll bottle our tears, but he also wants to wipe our tears away. Amen. He wants to free you up from all of that hurt, all of that pain. Let go and let God have his way. Amen. For the battle is not yours. It's who? The Lord. Amen. Let go and let God have his way. Yes. That blessed assurance of knowing that Jesus is yours. Amen. How many of you out there have blessed assurance? You know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is Jesus in all in one, and the Father and Jesus Christ the Son, they're all in one. Amen. And that's where your help lies in. Amen. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost are one, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him, amen, shall live. Amen. Believeth on him and shall not perish. Amen. Because God is God. He says, I am, I who I am. He says, I am. That's me. I am. It's his name. I am. Who has a name like I am? He is everything you need him to be. He is the great I am. He's awesome. He is everything. Jehovah Jireh, God your provider. Everything you need him to be. Shalom, your peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus all day long. Jesus in the morning. Jesus in the noonday. Jesus at night. Jesus all day long. Amen. Just call on him. It's power in him in the name of Jesus. When you can't do nothing else, just call on the name of Jesus. Ask him to cover you and wash you with his blood, the blood of Jesus. God bless you. May his peace be upon you and his grace and mercy. Until we meet again next Saturday at 3 p.m., let's stay faithful to God. Hear what the Spirit is saying into the church. Let's read our word and let us fast and pray. And let us pray ye for one another. Amen. That our government, hallelujah, is not, remember, on your shoulder. Jesus Christ said the government shall be upon his shoulder. God bless you, and may he keep you forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.